It's Seeds of Success here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we're speaking with Darren Pruner from Second Chance Ranch. Here's our own Emily Chatwood with the story.
So to start things off, can you tell me a bit about yourself and your background? And then that can lead into how Second Chance Ranch came to be.
We wanted a spot to have horses for my daughter and my wife, and we bought too big of a property. So people just kept saying, well, we've got this animal that you should take, and it just kind of organically grew to what it is now, you know, being the animal sanctuary. This year alone, we've rehomed 50 horses, and then we've rehomed chickens and other animals as well, but just in horses alone, it's been 50 this year.
Wow. And can you tell me, what does a typical day look like on Second Chance Ranch?
Well, we have two sets of volunteers that come every day. So it starts around 6:30 in the morning. We feed the animals in the morning. They always have access to food, but they get extra grain. Some of the ones that need it more so than others. And that goes on for about 3 hours. Then we have a bunch of people that will come and visit the farm, by appointment only. And then around 3 o'clock, we start all over again. It just keeps going, every day.
Awesome, perfect. What's your favorite part about being here on Second Chance Ranch and facilitating this?
So, I mean, it's rewarding that you know that you're helping out an animal in need. There's all sorts of different scenarios as to why an animal's here, whether it's been a death in the family or lack of care or just lack of knowledge on people's part. So it's always nice to see that you're giving the animals the rest of their life in a nurturing environment, and they're providing them with a forever home.
Cool.
That's good.
And I guess one last question, if anybody is interested in getting into a similar field as yourself, or if they wanted to come by Second Chance Ranch and help out or volunteer, what would you recommend?
Well, if you want to volunteer or you want to come and visit with the animals, give us a call, drop us a line on Facebook, and we'll set up an appointment to have you come and visit and see what they're all about. If you want to do something like this on your own, give us a call and we'll tell you the mistakes that we've made and what not to do.
Cool, perfect. All right. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, so thanks for having me out today.
No, thanks very much for coming.